Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, clearing, a low of 53. Planning in the Village of Caledonia was a hot topic at the board meeting last night, specifically two ordinances that would make the 2035 Comprehensive Plan for the Village the main governing document, while deleting references to the previously adopted 2006 land use and neighborhood plans and maps. During citizen comments, no one spoke in favor of casting aside the 2006 plans. Julie Anderson, Racine County's Public Works and Development Services Director, was adamant in correcting news accounts that the 2035 plan came from Sewer PAC, which was only a consultant.
Each community had their own input, each community had their own hearings, each community had their own public participation. Planning commissions all got shots to look at the plan map. Caledonia's was kind of easy because they took 2006 data and they pulled it into the 2035 plan. So that's why, another reason why to have competing documents doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
The vote on the ordinances was 4-2, with trustees Ed Willing and Lee Wishaw voting against them because of nothing documented to show the differences between the two plans. The final payment for the reconstruction of the Kenosha Velodrome will continue to be withheld. The City Council agreeing to hold up the payment until the cause of the cracks in the concrete surface can be determined and how the problems can be fixed. Mayor John Antaramian asked aldermen to defer any action until the administration determines the best course of action.
We are trying to make sure we have an understanding of the problem, similar to what we've done with the playground, making sure we know what the issue is and whether there are more voids. This evening, you actually voted to transfer some funds so that we can get a radar situation under to see if there are any more voids in any other areas on that track.
The council voted unanimously to withhold the final payment of $670,000 to Rausch Construction. Aldermen also supported transferring $20,000 from the contingency fund to the claims budget to pay for sonar testing of the track surface. Without debate, the Kenosha City Council last night approved a proposal to purchase one of the largest vacant buildings in the downtown area. Using a combination of capital improvement dollars and the Housing and Development Investment Fund, the city will pay $260,000 for the building at the corner of 7th Avenue and 58th Street that last housed the Bardner store, which closed in 1997. City officials said they want to control the future development of the building and prevent it from further deterioration. The council also unanimously and without comment approved the permits needed for the U-Line expansion west of I-94 and south of Highway 142 to proceed. The construction of a $150 million, 800,000-square-foot warehouse has been shut down for nearly a month because of the lack of permits, which the company was expected to have in hand as soon as today. A woman found unresponsive in the bathroom of a Caledonia business was revived with the opioid antidote Narcan. Caledonia police and Racine County Sheriff's deputies were called to the SAI Mart on 7 Mile Road early this morning and began CPR. Officers determined the woman may be suffering from an opioid overdose and administered Narcan. However, the woman did not respond. Rescue personnel arrived and took over life-saving efforts. After receiving another Narcan dose, the woman woke up. She was transported to Wheaton Franciscan Hospital, where she was treated and released. The Wind Lake woman is being held in the Racine County Jail. Police say heroin and drug paraphernalia were found at the scene. Another person was also arrested on drug-related charges. A 23-year-old Milwaukee woman died after being struck by two cars as she was apparently dancing in the traffic lanes on I-94 in the Marquette Interchange last night. The accident happened at about 10:50. According to a news release from the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Department, witnesses reported the woman dancing and then facing oncoming traffic. She was struck by an SUV that left the scene and then by a car. Several drivers stopped to protect the woman, identified as Bailey Helio, from being struck again. She was transported to Frederick Hospital, where she later died. The driver of the SUV eventually returned to the accident scene, claiming he had not hit the victim. However, because of damage to his vehicle and witness accounts, the man was arrested for hit and run, causing death. The Racine County town of Norway has a problem that could impact a lot of folks outside that community. Multiple stop signs have been stolen over the past few months, which officials say creates a safety issue for anyone driving through and are costly to replace. The town website says if you know where the signs may be, please return the signs. There will be a no questions asked policy. Norway officials believe the signs were stolen either for the bragging rights or the scrap value. Replacing each sign is more than $100. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.